can I interview you while you're organizing here? Or are you the driving
force?
You the driving force behind the parade today?
Well, I think it's the entire Alaska Native Sisterhood that's a driving force, but I instigated this situation by contacting the city, and I just put it out there to see who would come, and it looks absolutely amazing. I'm excited.
Is this the first one in Petersburg?
I don't believe so. Okay. I think it's been done in the past. I don't think it's been done in quite a number of years. But this is the 100-year celebration of the Alaska Native Brotherhood, so it's a perfect time to do it.
And it looks like you have a good turnout. You have a float here with people riding behind. And
yes, we're hoping to get as many elders that we can on here, able to represent many generations of Alaska Native Brotherhood and Alaska Native Sisterhood.
Ethelyn Lopez.
And you're riding in the parade today.
Yes.
Is it important to have a parade today?
Oh, yes. We want everybody to know Elizabeth Paradovich Day.
What does it mean to you?
What does it mean to me?
Yeah.
It means that since Elizabeth Paradovich lobbied for a plinket, and it passed. Now we're free to go anywhere. Where before there used to be signs.
This is Mary Ann Rainey.
What does it mean to have a parade marking the day for you?
Well, I think we celebrate so many other parades in our little town, like Saints Patty's Day and, Norwegian May 17th. I think it's about time we had our little parade for our ANS tribe.
Is this a pretty special day for you with Elizabeth Paradovich and her connection to Petersburg?
I believe it is. I am very interested in where we are and how we have progressed, and I feel that the more we get out with everybody with our community, that we're all one. So that's my total belief.
Right. Yeah. Looks like we're getting a good turnout here.
Yeah, I'm hoping.